This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Ah, that sound signifies summer. It's ferry season in Western Washington. And this year it's been a doozy with ferries out of service, unanticipated malfunctions, and other calamities that have added to the long lines and hot tempers at ferry terminals. Are we facing a future of delays and tribulations for Washington State ferries? Republican State Senator Curtis King of Yakima co-chairs the Senate Transportation Committee. Senator King says the ferries face a lot of difficulties, including the high cost of running the system itself.
We need to continue to try and find ways to make it more efficient and more effective and less costly. We have several vessels that are getting up in age, but I don't necessarily think that's our problem. I just think we need to look at the system that we have and look at the number of runs that we have on a daily basis. And I think we have our challenges in the looking at how do we make this system work and work more effectively, and how do we address the challenges that we have in trying to keep it from being so costly that people are using it less or don't use it at all.
Senator King, last week we spoke with former State Secretary of Transportation Doug McDonald, and you talked about costliness. He said that transportation funding is a looming issue, and here's what he had to say.
We have a big reality check coming because we can't go on without investing in transportation infrastructure. And it may involve some choices for ferries that make service. We may be looking at less service in the future if we can't get a stronger revenue foundation for transportation as a whole.
Now, I know the transportation funding package is a real sticking issue in Olympia, but when we just separate ferries, how are you specifically, you and your colleagues, working to safeguard ferry funding?
Well, we believe, and I think it's true of almost everyone in the legislature, that the ferries are just part of our road system. And that we believe that we have a responsibility to try and maintain that service. We're trying to address the issue as best we can, but these vessels are expensive, and we need to look at why they're as expensive as they are, and are all of the requirements that we have necessary? We need to look at the labor costs that we have going into these. We have, as an example, a build in Washington requirement. What does that cost us in that, you know, I think particularly with the 144s, we had one bid. So that doesn't give you a lot of confidence that we got the lowest bid that could possibly be out there because we had no competition.
I'm speaking with State Senator Curtis King. He co-chairs the State Senate Transportation Committee. There was a recent article in the Seattle Times, Senator, that talked about the way that we fund ferries, and you mentioned how expensive they are. We do this right now one boat at a time, and each one has to make its way in a fight through the legislature. Isn't there some other way that we could do this that maybe talks about buying them en masse or is not so piecemeal?
Well, you know, I've been here 7 or 8 years, and this is the system that we were handed, I guess. We just have not had the resources available to look at doing bunches of boats because they are expensive.
Should we get rid of the mandate to build these new boats in Washington State?
Well, I think it's something that we have to look at. One of the proposals that is currently on the table is we call it the Alaska method, where we say that we determine, as a state, DOT would determine what they believe the cost of this vessel should be. And if we don't receive bids within 5% of that, then we would be allowed to go outside of the state and receive bids from other companies all around the U.S. as well as, I believe, Canada and other countries. So I think those are viable things that we have to look at. We can't afford to keep doing what we've been doing because it's becoming so costly.
In the summer, of course, it's a high season for ferries, but are we looking at the new normal where we've got delays, we've got stoppages, we don't have enough boats, it's super expensive? Is this the future of the ferry system?
Well, we're hoping that we can find ways to eliminate all of the things that you just mentioned, or at least lessen those impacts. We do have an expensive system. The boats are expensive, and they're expensive to operate. But we're looking at things like converting the Issaquah class, which is six of those vessels. They're about 30 years old. We're looking at converting them from diesel to liquid natural gas. Now, in 2012, we passed a bill saying that DOT should put out a request for proposal and get them converted. Well, here we are 2 years later, and because of a variety of reasons, we're sending out another request for proposal. So we've taken 2 years, we've got absolutely nothing accomplished, and we're going back out. Those are the kinds of things that we have to stop. We have to be more efficient about how we do this. And if we had converted those vessels, we would be saving money because liquid natural gas is much cheaper to operate, and it's much cleaner. It's better for the environment and all of that. I mean, there's all kinds of good reasons to do this, but yet here we are 2 years later or longer, and nothing has been done.
Yeah, nothing has been done on transportation in general. I'm wondering, it's a few months till you all head back full time to Olympia for the session. How high a priority will transportation be?
Well, I think maybe in the first few weeks it might be a high priority, but I firmly believe that after that it's going to be the operating budget and how we respond to the McCleary decision and how we fund education. I think those are the two things that are going to be the focus of this coming session. And I think transportation is going to take a back seat unless we can do something in the first few weeks of session.
Senator King, good luck to you with that, and thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Pleasure is mine. Thank you for the opportunity.
State Senator Curtis King of Yakima chairs the Senate Transportation Committee. You can hear the full interview with former State Transportation Department head Doug McDonald at our website, kuow.org.